folks, I just can't resist. I have to play this clip. I just have to.
My father gave me nails and tweet and told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word, the sight we ate the nose.
The biggest word you ever heard, and this is how it goes.
Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious.
True, and that's average depression.
Now, I'm not supposed to laugh at this. The man's obviously suffering some. Look, at the best, fatigue. At worst, some mental debilitative disease of some sort. Dementia, possibly. I'm not a doctor. I only play one on the radio here. But this is becoming ridiculous now. Have you heard about Bada Bath Care? Is it Bada Bath or Bada Cath Care? Bada Bath or Bada Cath Care? There's another one, another slip. Out there, the Biden gaffes are just piling up here. I want to start today's program off. Obviously, there's a lot of news here the day before an election. It's all election all the time. All election all the time. And we've got a complete rundown of news. There's all sorts of thing, all sorts of early voter data that's coming into us. We just extend what we talked to you about on Friday with Don from the Bronx to Florida, our statistician guy. There is a this is from the Democracy Institute, accurately called 2016, and they also called the Brexit vote. So the Democracy Institute got this has gotten this right now. Two of the bigger issues or bigger elections in the last 5 years, and they got the their prediction or their projection for tomorrow is in. I'll just read it to you. This is from the Express.co.uk. Poll, Donald Trump set to win U.S. presidency by Electoral College landslide. And the subheadline is Donald Trump is on course to win four more years in the White House with a one-point lead in the popular win. The final. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? A one-point lead in the popular vote. Now, the thing that the Democracy Institute has done that no one else has been able to figure out how to do is how do I identify fraidy cats, Trump supporters? Mrs. O'Connell has a theory out there that people will not tell pollsters or anyone else that they're a Trump supporter for fear that they get, what's your theory? They won't tell people that they're Trump supporters because they don't want to be doxxed. They don't want to be identified. They don't want to be harassed. They don't want to have their car keyed, et cetera, et cetera. This story here shows that 70, now this says an awful lot about the media age in which we live, the corrupt media age in which we live, where you have media that is actively assailing the people it claims or it's supposed to serve. You would die, right? 70, the number is in here, 79, I want to say 79% of... It's in here when we get to the... Here it is. According to this latest poll, almost 8 in 10, 79% of Trump supporters would not admit it to friends and family compared to 21% of Biden supporters. Why is that? Well, you know the answer. You know why that is. And that's why most of the polls can't be relied upon because they're not measuring... you're asking people to admit to something that they're reticent to admit to, especially in public. So I want to go to this story. I was just tooling along on the Twitter. One mistake and we'll kill you, Twitter. On the Twitter feed of Kayleigh McEnany. and stumbled upon this. This is from, let's see here, where is it? This is a, it's hard to see, let me blow this up. This is a Trafalgar or Trafalgar. Now in England they say Trafalgar, Trafalgar, as I believe how they say it here. This is the 2020 presidential, the final poll that the Trafalgar Group is going to release in the state of Michigan. And here is their final poll. Trump 48.3, Biden 45.8, Jorgensen 1.7, other 1.3, undecided 3.0. Creepy Sniffy Joe, if he wins, the entire undecided could take Michigan. But right now, that is a, and that's within the margin of error, as they say. Although the Trafalgar Group doesn't just ask questions about who you're going to vote for, they ask a whole bunch of other questions to throw out some of the results, so that may be jaded, if you will. So that poll was accurate in 2016, and it had Trump beating Hillary by 1.6. He's up almost, 2.7 over Creepy Sniffy Joe, Sleepy Joe, from the Trafalgar Group. So keep an eye on Michigan. We're watching all this anyway, and tomorrow night, when we have election coverage tomorrow night, we're going to zoom in on Crusade TV, and of course we'll broadcast this on the Crusade Channel radio stream as well. But we're going to zoom in on those counties that are going to tell us what states we can call and when. And in Florida, we'll go to Broward and my Broward, West Palm Beach, or Palm Beach County, Broward and Dade. That's the southern eastern part of Florida, and then those two counties to the east of Orlando. In early voting, those results will come in at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So that'll be 6 Central here. So we'll have a good handle by 8:30, 9 o'clock or so. We'll have a good handle on the vote in Florida. And as our stats guy, Don B., Bronx to Florida dude, has been chronicling in the chat room all weekend long, the early voting does not look good for Democrats. As a matter of fact, on Friday evening, the early voting lead that Democrats had crossed from 100,000, a six-figure total, down to 91. It was 91,000 when I saw it last yesterday. Not sure if there's an update on that, but the total will be somewhere around 90,000, apparently, in early voting. That is significantly less than Hillary took in to 2016, and she lost Florida to Trump by 4 points. So the indication, by the by, you people that live in Texas, that includes you, Mr. Barrett, Don Bronx to Florida put a map in the chat room on Saturday that shows the voter registrations in Texas, where they're up, where they're down, compared to 2016, who registered the most voters. It's not even close. It's not even close. This nonsense that Biden is trending to win by a landslide, by 17 points or whatever, in Texas is pure fake news, folks. Back to the, so we have all of, we have all that. We have early voting totals in the two counties, the four suburban counties outside of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's not good. If Biden's going to carry Wisconsin, he's got to win Milwaukee handily. And he's got to win those suburban counties. It doesn't look good. That's the early voting bi-party total. Same deal in Pennsylvania. Biden's going to win Pennsylvania. He's got to carry Philadelphia by large margins. He's already behind in early voting where Hillary was. He's got to carry those suburbs and the city of Pittsburgh by similar margins. That doesn't look like it's happening either. There is actually on-the-ground polls, talking about opinion, likely voter polls, that show Trump ahead in Pennsylvania. There's even people out there that are taking the Maggie O'Connell bus to the White House and think that California is in play. Are you going to call that one? You going to predict that one? You still think California's in play? Now, this is based on just what you're seeing on Twitter and on other social media with these caravans. By the way, what was the caravan that we saw yesterday? The 90-mile-long one. Where was that? That was in... They keep setting records. They're breaking records for Trump caravans. By the way, Mr. Barrett in the chat room, I forgot to announce it. Crusader Stadium is open for business. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. Another reason to become a Founders Pass member. Saying that Minnesota is in play. Minnesota is obvious in play. Even the Real Clear Politics average has it as a toss-up. If it's a toss-up, from what we know about pollsters, you can just go ahead and say Minnesota is going to go red for the first time since 1992. So, looking at chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat, from KC Alfred, a motorcade for Trump caravan rolls into San Diego. The group started in San Clemente, drove down the I-5 and turned around near the USS Midway Sunday afternoon. That's miles upon miles long of Trump caravans. By the by, did you see there was some airhead, some pinko commie? We need to bring some terms back, like pinko commie. Some pinko commie that writes for, I want to say, National Communist Radio. Took a picture, people like him, pictures of one of the Trump caravans, and the trucks are coming towards the camera, right? And there's a long line of them, as far as the eye could see, Trump flags flying from the back of their pickups and windows and what have you. I have a Trump car window. Thanks, Mr. Barrett. Then side by side, put a picture from 2016 of an ISIS caravan rolling through Iraq, truck caravan. And then went, I don't see any difference, do you?